Grace, peace, and mercy unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning's message is entitled Valued Treasures. Indeed, we're discussing one of the most valued treasures, which is our holy baptism. The text for consideration today has yet to be read, but will be read during the service of baptism, where Jesus says, "Let the little children come to me." That scene is also pictured on the front of your bulletin covers. Let us pray. O Heavenly Father, we give great thanks today as we have heard the call of the Lord, "Let the little children come to me." Indeed, in Jesus Christ, who receives even the littlest of children, may receive his grace through your sacrament of holy baptism. May we value this treasure even as we value the treasure of even the smallest life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Well, it's almost about close to 2 weeks ago when we had the grade 10 class from Father Henry Carr Secondary School visit us, and they received a presentation and also a tour of our food bank. One of the students asked me if I could actually remember any classes I ever had in high school. Well, you know, sometimes I hope you can sympathize with me because when you're put on the spot, you feel like a character from Inside Out, fumbling through the fading memory files, not quite finding something suitable. Well, since that time, I've had a little bit more time to go rummaging through those memory files. I remember from high school textbook pictures. The subject that we were studying was child labor. There was a black and white picture in the textbook of a 14-year-old boy there. His eyes were sunken into his malnourished body, his cold, darkened face. I remember that picture because I also had some living history in an uncle who lived through such a life. He was a coal miner at a young age. "They wanted us," he said, "because we were still small enough to fit into the small little places, and yet we were still strong enough to carry a heavy load." Now, the message from the textbook was clear. Look how lucky you are now, sitting at your comfortable desks, reading, writing, memorizing. It might seem that we've come a long way from those dark times when youth and children were an expendable commodity, just another means to make money in our market economy. But how far have we actually come, is my question. Now, we don't send 14-year-old boys into coal mines carrying explosives strapped to their backs. But children, even in our time, even in our country, children still suffer. I shared with the class some statistics on poverty because that's what they were studying. And I didn't want to tell them just statistics. I wanted to assure them that behind every single statistic is a living, breathing, sensitive human being. How often have your children missed meals or gone for even a day without food? Was a survey question reported on in the Daily Bread's report on poverty in Toronto. The answer, surprising, full 25% of those, even though they receive from the food bank, go hungry at least once a month. The surveys show that those most neglected in our society are the children and the elderly, in that order. And then, of course, there is the sin of abortion, a crime so old that it's specifically mentioned in the early Christian writings of the second century. Children, even young children and infants, continued to be considered expendable in the eyes of sinful man. But they are not, I assure you, they are not expendable in the eyes of Jesus. Jesus shocks everyone, including his disciples, when he shows just how important they are to him. He was at that stage the revered teacher. He was to be amongst the doctors. But Jesus surprises the disciples. Even though he had limited time, he had limited energy in his flesh as a full human being, yet he wants to be the children. Yet he beckons to them. Yet he wishes to touch them and bring them into the kingdom. He wants to even be with them, even though their language is but a few varied pitches of varied cries. Let the little children come to me, Jesus says, for such is the kingdom of God. What an excellent text for us to hear at a baptism. Jesus loves the little children. In the kingdom of God, a human being is not valued based on his abilities, his gender, or even the contributions that he might make. A human being is valued because of what Jesus does. Jesus calls little children. That is what gives them value. His righteousness becomes our righteousness. His holiness becomes our holiness, and it is all by his grace alone. If there is any time that where we see the picture of God's grace alone, it is when the littlest of children is baptized, because he cannot or she cannot decide for Christ, he or she cannot merit forgiveness. It is by God's grace alone. That grace, as is revealed in Scripture, comes through our Lord's appointed means, his word, his sacrament. Today we witness God's grace coming to little Grace Joseph through the sacrament of holy baptism. None of the baptized can lay claim to contributing or meriting God's grace, because it is his work alone. The work of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, into which we are baptized. I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him, but the Holy Spirit calls me by the gospel. Those who have been through catechism class will recognize that as Martin Luther's explanation of the third article of the creed. Our faith comes from him. Our gifts come from him. Ultimately, our value comes from Jesus alone. And human life, each individual life, from the very youngest to the very oldest, smallest to greatest, is made much of in the eyes of God, for we are bought with a price. And that price, my friends, is the precious blood of Jesus shed on the cross. And there's a reason why the cross is so central in the Christian faith. Because we are saved by that work on the cross. We are saved by the precious blood of Jesus. And nothing else. We bring nothing to the table. There are no degrees of baptism either. There are no further baptisms in the Holy Spirit or meritorious baptisms in blood. The Bible says that there is one faith, one hope, one baptism. And the gift of faith is given to all in God's appointed means. This promise, Peter preaches in the book of Acts, is for you and for your children. Even the littlest child may possess faith. We're not baptizing little Grace Joseph into her parents' faith, or into the witnesses' faith, or into my faith. She possesses a faith all on her own because God's grace works through the waters and the word connected, live holy baptism, and creates faith, regenerates her, turns her from a child of wrath in sin to a child of God, an inheritor of glory. This is what the scripture teaches. Even a little child may possess faith. In your catechisms, Matthew chapter 18, verse 6, is cited as evidence. It says there, whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and be drowned into the depths of the sea. The little ones that is referred to in this reading, the underlying Greek word there is micros, or we get microscope, we get smallest kind of things. Even the micros can come to faith in Jesus by God's miracle of grace working through holy baptism. They can possess the gift of faith. Even the yet unborn John the Baptist leaps in the womb upon encountering the Christ, even while the Christ himself is in the womb of Mary. Yes, the micros can have faith. And this, my friends, this faith is everything. Because the faith comes the forgiveness of sins, life, eternal salvation. By faith we become and remain the children of God and citizens of the eternal kingdom. Therefore, may we learn to value such little ones because Jesus values them. May we seek to sustain them in such faith, instructing them in the Word of God, bringing them to God's house as they grow in years, to the altar, when they've been instructed to be fed the very body and blood of Jesus Christ for the continued forgiveness of their sins. The whole congregation, I must remind you, has a responsibility to bring them to God's house. Sometimes that might mean going out of your way to actually giving a ride to a family so that they may come to God's house. The giving out a bus ticket and saying, good luck navigating the two transfers on a Sunday morning on a reduced schedule, it might not always cut it. Because we value the little ones as Jesus did. Pray for them. Pray especially for their parents. Because it's a hard job to raise a child in the Christian faith in a society that is hostile to the Christian faith. Mentor them. Smile at them. Acknowledge them. Do more than just tolerate them as we ourselves grow in Christ. You'll find that we freely receive the very mind of Christ. We'll join in Jesus in saying, let the little children come. May this indeed happen in our lives and in the lives of our congregation at our Savior. In Jesus' name we pray.